Appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate what the young man, Brother David, I believe, appreciate what he had to say this morning, again in the Sunday school. I'd been praying about the service ever since Brother Randy asked us to come. And this don't usually happen this way. But about Tuesday evening, we had been to town. I think it was Tuesday. It might have been Wednesday. We'd already got back home. But the Lord came by my way. Brought to my remembrance a verse of scripture. And when he come by, I said, "Lord, is that it?" I usually don't get it till Sunday morning or Sunday night. I said, "Lord, if that's it, then you let it get big. I've already had myself a time here today. But I'm praying that you'll have yourself a time here today. If you hadn't already." The Spirit of God is the most wonderful thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And I've experienced a few things. I experienced some things when I was out in the world before I was saved. Boy, I thought that was really good. It made me feel good. But when it wore off, I didn't feel good. Thing about the Spirit of the Lord is it just don't seem to wear out, but just gets sweeter and sweeter. So we're gonna read the Psalms this morning in the book of Psalms. And I didn't understand what this was about till this morning, but I do now. Psalms number 37. I may read the whole chapter. David might understand what they've been through lately. David might understand this morning. He may not have understood it till just today. So I'll try to read it, starting with the first verse, Psalms 37. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off." but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath, is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, but they that cursed of him, they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And I know that's a lot of reading this morning. If you just pray. Father, we thank you, dear God. Thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, God, for your leadership and your guidance, Lord. How you bring things together, God. How you give us a little understanding and knowledge along the way. God, we're so thankful to be here today. And help me, God, to be as humble as I can. God, that you could use us just one more time. That someone might get some help today, God, that they stand in need of. We need you, Lord. We can't live without you. We can't sustain without you, Lord. But thank you, God, for being so good to us. We don't deserve it. Now have your way, Lord. If there's anybody here today, God, that don't know you, Lord, I pray, God, before they leave here, they would know you. God, if there's anybody here that needs a touch from above, I pray, God, you'd touch them today. Help me, God, to say everything you want me to. Don't let me say something that you don't want me to. And I praise you and I thank you, God, for being with us here. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you pray. I don't feel like I stand very long this morning. I don't feel that way at all. But you pray. I want to give you what God's got. And I want to get what God has for us this morning. I'm thankful this morning that I understand that I'm not a young man anymore. I sometimes feel like a young man still, trapped in this body at 65 years old. I don't feel that way most of the time, especially when I get in the Spirit. When I get in the Spirit of God, then I feel like I'm just a child again. I'm just like a teenager. I got so much strength and so much power in the Spirit of the Lord. And I want you to know this morning that God is very aware of whatever situation that you're in today. And He, if you're a child of His today, you don't have to worry. I know we all do at times. We do. But as the children sung this morning, why should we worry when we can pray? Well, sometimes we don't get the answer we're looking for when we start to pray, even though we might be burdened down with trouble and sorrow on every hand. I've been there. I've experienced some things in my life that I never thought I would ever see in my lifetime. But God let me go through those things, and He was with us when it happened, so I can shout glory this morning because He will help you. And He wants to help you this morning. I have been young. I can still do things that I used to do when I was young, but I can't do it maybe as fast as I could. But I have more strength today than I even had back then, Brother Andy. I understand that. But there's coming a day. I know it's coming just out here in the future, brother. I know that it's one of these days my strength is going to begin to fail me, and I'm not going to be as strong as I once was. But listen to me today. I have been old. I have been young, but now I'm old. But listen to this part. I've not seen His righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging bread. And David, that's what I got out of your talking this morning at the Sunday school when you talked about the doctor bills are piling up on you and it just seemed like you didn't know what you was going to do, but somebody was praying for you, son. What? Somebody praying for you. What God do for you this week? He gave him a raise. Hey, God is not slack concerning His promises today as some men count slackness. But He's ever mindful of what you stand in need of today. He'll bring it to pass. Did you know it's taken me 65 years to get to where I'm at today, Brother Randy, to where I can fully trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord this morning. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path today. Amen. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, what path you talking about? I'm talking about the path of life today. It's not just the Christian life that He'll lead and guide you in, but it's in your jobs that you take, in the places that you go. You need to ask God where He wants you to be this morning. Amen. Yes, sir. Fret not yourself over evildoers. There's a lot of evil in the world today. I tell you what, I thank God this morning for this congregation of people. I've been in a few services in the past couple of the years where they weren't near this many people. I tell you, it's a good congregation this morning. You got a lot you can do today, and you ought not to take it lightly, but you ought to thank God for the opportunity that you have this morning to be in His house, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes, sir, it's a blessing. It don't just come haphazardly. You got to work at it. You got to press into it. It takes work to have a church service. Everybody has to work together. There's many that has different talents. And then when they all come together and they use those talents, and then God looks down and smiles upon it this morning, and He sends His sweet Holy Ghost power that He might bless us all together. That's what it's all about. It don't make no difference who can play the piano the best or who can sing the highest. It don't make no difference who can holler the loudest. It doesn't matter if that's what God wants you to do this morning. You can do it with joy. You can do it with gladness today. And you can rejoice in your own works today and not another. I like it when people start to get blessed around the house of God. And the Spirit starts to move. I like to see God when He gets a hold of somebody and they get the can't help it like I had this morning when I got here. I'm glad I still got Him preaching the Word. If you'd have told me 5 years ago even that God was going to call me to preach, I'd have told you was crazy. I said, why would God wait some 40-something years after He saved me to call me to preach? It don't make no sense to me. But He did. It didn't make no sense then, but it does now. Well, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, let me just share something with you. We got... how many grandkids? 9? We got a bunch of them little ones. Of course, a lot of them are taller than I am now, Brother Randy. Do you know what? After God called me to preach, you know what He started doing? He started saving some of them grand youngins. Yeah. Hey, the third time I ever stood to preach God's Word, I was so scared, I didn't know what to do. I didn't have nothing. I'd prayed all day, and I didn't have nothing on my heart. And old Brother Dewey patted me on the shoulder. He said, Kenneth, you've been a-praying, and you've been a-studying. Now you just trust God, and He'll give it to you. And right before I got up to get in the pulpit, God gave me some scripture. It says, no man can come to the Father but by me, talking about Jesus Christ Himself. And I got up and I read that, and I went to preaching, and I had to slow down because I was about to wear myself out before I got started good. I learned to pace myself a little bit, and then I can go a little farther. But during that service, I had no idea that God was going to do what He did that night. You know what happened? One of my little grandsons stepped out over there and came down to the altar that night. Praise God, I wouldn't take $1 billion for it. You know what happened? He got saved. That's what happened. He told me later on, said, Pop Daddy, I didn't get saved when I was in the altar. I got saved when you was out preaching. Right back there in the pew. You think that won't light you fire? If it don't, your wood's wet. I tell you one thing. You can't outdo God. You can't come close to what the mind of God is today.
We've got just a little bit of glimpse, but we'll not be able to fully understand it, Randy, I believe, till we get there.
And I'm longing to get there. Are you? Hey, if it's this good down here, and you can cry and shout and laugh all at the same time because of the Holy Ghost of God, can you just imagine what it's going to be like? Hallelujah. When we get in a body that won't wear out. We can shout and sing for a million years and never sweat. Never even come close to being wore out, Tracy. It's God this morning to feel what I feel today. You say, preacher, why you feel like that? Well, let me share something with you. You want to shout? I heard an old preacher say this years ago. You want to shout? Then get under the spout this morning. Huh? Where is that spout? That spout is from up in heaven. And it's where the glory runs out. That's the spout I'm talking about. Jesus went over there by the well. He was thirsty. Wanted to get him a drink of water. And there was the Samaritan girl there. And she said, Lord, why would you even have anything to do with me? You being a Jew? How'd she know he was a Jew? I've thought about that. How does somebody know you're a Jew today? You say, I'm not a Jew. Well, you've been saved by the grace of God, you are. Because it's a Jew, which is one inwardly and not one outwardly. And it was a circumcision of the heart and not of the flesh today. Yeah, I'm a Jew. I am. I'm as much a Jew as I was in the wilderness, if not more, because most of them died because of their unbelief over there. You want to die because of your unbelief? Hey, I didn't learn this overnight. It took me a long time to get. I heard Brother J.O. preach this when I was 19 years old. He said, it took me almost a lifetime to get to where I could fully trust the Lord. I couldn't see it back then, but I see it clearly now. Hey, I'm not saying trouble don't come my way. It does. But I treat it differently than I used to. I don't worry about it too much. You know why? Them children told you. Why should you worry if you can pray? Brother, if you can't get a... You know what? I'd be ashamed of myself today if I was a Christian or said I was born again of the Spirit of God. I'd be ashamed of myself if I couldn't trust in my own prayers. Huh? Hey, you want to have joy? You can rejoice in your own works today. I want Randy to pray for me, and I pray for him every day. I've got a long list of people I pray for. I pray for Tracy and his family every day. You say, preacher, are you crazy? I don't know. I may be. But I don't think so. I'd read my title clear this morning. I ain't worried about dying today. I've got a better place to go. You ever been close to death? Huh? I know Randy has. I have too. Twice. I really did. I thought that was it. It's all over. I didn't even have time to pray. The situation went in one split second, put me where I was at, and I couldn't do a thing about it. And I just made my mind up right there. This is it. I'll never get out of this. There's no way that I'll live through this one. God had a better plan. He could still do miraculous things today. Hey, why should you worry? I used to worry when we was raising kids. We didn't make no whole lot of money. We didn't. We lived from paycheck to paycheck. And we was on a very strict budget. We went to the mountains one time. about a year after we was married. We come back through Andrews, North Carolina. Now, don't nobody get mad at me because I said that. If you're listening on whatever the broadcast is, don't get mad at me for this. But back then, they had a speed trap in Andrews. And if you went over 35 miles an hour, you were speeding. I never had been to a town where 35 was speeding, but it was there. And that little policeman pulled us over, took my driver's license, wrote me out a ticket, said you can either mail it or you can go over here and see the judge. $35. That don't sound like much today, does it? But back in 1976, 77, you living from payday to payday, and it's all you can do to pay your rent, and then hope you got enough money to buy some gas to go back and forth to work, and then you set aside money for your groceries. And that's exactly what we had set aside for our groceries was $35. Yeah. Well, what'd you do, preacher? I had to pay it. I was guilty, even though they were sneaky about the way they let it come about. Hey, I had the ticket. The police wrote it out, Tracy. I had to go pay it. And I did. But you know what? I have been young. Yeah. Now I'm old. Yeah. I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. It was either next Sunday we got to church or something came in the mail. But it wasn't long after that we got a check in the mail that covered all of that and a little bit more. Hey, God is in control of this thing. Huh? Yeah. He said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I don't see myself as a good man. I don't. Matter of fact, Jesus said there is none good. No, not one. But through his righteousness that was imputed into me when he saved my soul and filled me with his glory, I'm one of his. And you know what? I can never get lost again. There ain't enough devils in hell that can take it away from you today. Hey, don't you let him tell you, you ain't never been saved. Well, listen, before I got saved, I never had the devil come to me and tell me that I wasn't saved. But after I got saved, just about every day he comes to me with something. He'll come to you with it too if you're trying to live for God. Because he wants to hinder you. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what his job is. You said, well now, what about the devil when he kind of bargained with the Lord that day? I don't know if you'd really call it that. I don't see it that way. But I know God said, have you tried my servant Job? Said he's a just man and he's true. And the devil said, you take that hedge out from about him and he'll curse you, God. Did he do it? No, he didn't. Did he suffer loss? Yeah, he suffered loss. He suffered great loss. We've suffered great loss in our family, in my lifetime, in the past few years. I never would have dreamed things happened in our family like it happened. Hey, God's bigger than all that. He is. He's ever. Ever. He ever wants us to call upon his name. He ever wants to hear our cry. He ever wants to bless us. Now listen to this. How can you say that you love God whom you have not seen, and not love your brother whom you have seen? Huh? That's what God is. He is love. And he put a commandment out there that we should love one another. Did you know that? You don't just love somebody because you feel like you ought to. Or because maybe, well, I'll just love him. Maybe he loves me. It don't work that way in God's kingdom. Now let's talk about that kingdom a minute. What is that kingdom? There's people looking for them to take. They're going to set him up the throne back over there in Jerusalem.
and put him on the throne of David again? God already did all that. Read your Bible. It's in there. It is. You don't take my word for it. Go home, dig it out for yourself. Jesus told his disciples, he said, my kingdom is without observation.
Amen.
And he says over in Luke chapter 17 that the kingdom of God is within you. That's what it says. And what is that kingdom of God? It says over in 14th chapter of Romans, 17th verse, that the kingdom of God is not food nor raiment or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost this morning. That's what that kingdom is. And when you get there in His presence and you're resting in the kingdom of God, there ain't nothing no better on this earth today. I love feeling like I feel when I feel like I am right now. You say, preacher, have you really gone crazy? I don't know. I tell you what, if this is crazy, that's where I want to be. You say, well, how do you get there? Put your nose in that book. You say, well, only preacher's supposed to read the Bible. No, sir. If you don't ever eat, what happens to you? You get weak. Your nourishment is gone. Your body will start fighting against itself. And you'll die if you don't eat. Without water and food, this body will not live. Same thing in the Christian life. If you ain't on a good diet with God, if you ain't eating out of this Word of God every day, if you're not finding your place somewhere to steal away and call on His name and ask Him for some forgiveness, whoa, preacher, what's that? You better ask Him for forgiveness while there's still forgiveness, because that door's going to be closed one day and it'll be too late. You say, but preacher, ain't you saved? I am, to the uttermost. But this flesh right here is going back to the dust, and there ain't no hope for it after that. But there is going to be a resurrection. I truly believe that. A lot of people don't. Go read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Puts it pretty plain to me. I love you this morning. I sure have had myself a time. I have. I could go further, but I don't believe it's needful. God is real. The way He does things to me, Brother Randy, is, I won't say it's unbelievable, but I'm sure it'd be hard for a lost person to grasp it. I'd go pray all week long. Did I get happy in the prayer room? No, not really. I got through. He heard me. I believe He hears you. It don't make no difference if you're squalling or hollering or screaming or whatever. But it's the sincere desire of the heart is what a prayer is. And that, did you know that the effectual prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much? What that means is, David, y'all going through all this, what'd you say? Thank you for praying. Don't quit. Hey, there's 100,000 million stories like David gave us this morning. You looking at one right here? I could tell you about all the tumors I've had to be taken out. Didn't think I'd even have a leg to stand on, but God brought it out. I ain't never been no stronger on that leg than I have all my life. That tumor's not there no more. I had to have it cut out by a doctor, and it wasn't malignant. But I didn't know if it's going to be malignant or not. And the doctor didn't know either. He said, now when you wake up out of that operating room, I can't tell you whether you're still going to have that leg or not. So I was pretty happy to see that foot down there at the end of the bed with that other one. Yeah. My wife, she was totally devastated when the doctor told her she had cancer. Totally devastated. Because that C word, it ain't a word that anybody likes very much. I can tell you that. But you know what? God's bigger than that C.
The big G is bigger than the big C. He is. She's been cancer-free how many years now? 20-something years? 20 years cancer-free. She had to have some surgery. She had to go through some hard stuff. No more cancer. I may be walking around. I may be eat up with it. I don't know. But I tell you what, that's all right too. When God gets ready for me, I'm ready for Him. This is just a place to get prepared to learn how to live when we get in our new body. That's what it is. Yeah. I could tell you story after story. I had some fella told me, said, Kenneth, you ought to write a book. You ought to write a book about all those things. I said, that don't matter. God just let me go preach a little bit every once in a while. Let me see somebody saved every now and then. Just let me feel His presence. And let me trust Him. And He'll do it every time. He will. He don't love me no more than He does anybody else. He's no respecter of persons today. He wants to bless you as much as anybody in this world. There's a lot of Christian people that's living way beneath God's blessings today. Because they won't trust Him. It's hard to do sometimes. It really is. I couldn't trust Him at 19 like I can today. I couldn't. But I fully trust Him today. This morning, when I was praying, I said, Lord, if there's something else, then You take this out of my mind. Get it out. Move it. Don't let me say something You don't want. If that's not what You want. Well, when I got done praying, I came back in there and started drinking my coffee. Had my book open to the scripture. I read it again. I didn't feel no nudging. But I didn't feel nothing telling me that ain't it either. So I went and started sending my texts. I send texts out every Sunday morning to a bunch of people that I love. And Randy's one of them. Say, I hope you have a blessed day. I hope you get everything God wants for you today. I love you. We love you. I missed that one Sunday morning. You know what happened? They started sending me. Yes, sir. Randy was the first one. You get used to that. When you get used to God's blessings coming your way, and then all of a sudden they're not coming, you better check up. And I may not be talking necessarily about monetary things, but God's in the monetary things. If He can put money in a fish so Jesus can go pay tribute, then He can surely put money in your bank if you need it or send a check in the mail. He can. He surely can. You don't believe that? Try it. Now, I'm not telling you to go out here and say, well, I ain't going to work no more. I'm just going to wait on the Lord, and He'll send me a check in the mail. No, sir, it don't work that way. But you got to work hard at it. Just like this church service today. It didn't just haphazardly be this way this morning. You know why I got mine? Because I was praying for God to bless y'all. Yeah. That's what I was praying all week long. God, I want You to show up like You did when Solomon dedicated the temple over there and You moved down in there, God, and it was like a great cloud of smoke and the high priest couldn't even stay in there because You were so powerful. That's what I prayed happened here today. Did we get there? I don't know. I did. I love you today. I wouldn't take $1 million for this. You can't buy it no way. But if God, through His Holy Ghost and through the priest word this morning, has spoke to you about anything, then you ought to do something about it. And I beg you to do that. And I love you today. That's all I got, Brother Randy.